Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, what up? Welcome to the best of the best. Today is Friday, July 1, 2022. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. It's July 1, Stranger Things Day. Well, at least later on tonight for us because it's July 1 U.S. time. When the last two episodes of season 4 of Stranger Things drops, boom! You guys excited? Who's gonna die? Who is going to die? Happy New Week, everyone. This has been a whirlwind week. I have a crazy story that I'm not gonna tell you. Maybe I'll tell you later. But, yeah, it's been a crazy week in terms of life experiences. Like, I experienced something for the first time in my career. As an events host, the unprofessionalism that I experienced was, oh my God. Oh my God, it was crazy. I'm like, if I was a Karen, I would be like, excuse me, can I talk to the manager's manager? Because dude, it was a crazy week. But before I delve into that, guess what? I got my ears pierced. What's up? I'm a bad boy now. Now I got my ears pierced. I actually had my ears pierced way back. I was in college or high school. I got my ears pierced. And no, I was in college. And you know how it takes a few weeks for the wound or whatever, the piercing to heal? So I worked at a movie theater before and I was able to get away with it for maybe 2 weeks. And then one of my managers saw it and said, hey, you know, can you take those off? And I was like, okay. So I took it off. I was hoping at the end of my shift, my 8-hour shift, I could put it back in the hole. That's what she said. And it closed. Bilis, it closed up so fast. So yun, I got my ears pierced and now I, you know, cause I'm a grown man now, right? I don't work for nobody. I think I can keep my ear piercings in for at least a good couple of months to make sure that it doesn't close up. So hopefully that's what happened. So that's one of the big news in my life. Last night I watched a movie. So, Marissa sent me a list of like scariest movies that we could watch. And on the top of the list was this movie called Host. Not The Host, not the Korean movie The Host, which is also a good movie, I think. Wait, is it The Host? There's one movie with a white girl called The Host or something. That movie's trash. Don't watch that. The Host, 2006, the Korean movie, starring the guy from Parasite. What's his name? Song Kang-ho. So that movie's good. But I watched a movie called Host, which is a 2020 pandemic movie. Came out. It's set during the pandemic. It's all set over a Zoom call. So if you've ever seen Unfriended or what's that movie with John Cho that I love? Searching. It's all on a screen. The premise of the story is, it's only an hour long movie, by the way. The premise is that these online friends during pandemic, they hold an online seance, which is the craziest thing to like, first of all, I would never do a seance or a Ouija board. But a seance, in case you're unfamiliar, that's where you like try to contact dead people, which is crazy. Fucking don't ever do that. Like in real life, don't ever. I know people are like, you know, that's not either. You're on two camps, right? You're either that's not real, or you're in the yeah, that's real. Let's fucking do that. I would do it. Nope. No. Close that door. Throw away the key. Do not ever do that in your life. This movie, solid. Scared. I was scared actually. I watch a lot. I don't like horror movies in general, but. When I do watch them, if I do end up watching it, usually I end up disappointed. But this movie was surprisingly good. And, you know, worst case scenario, it's only an hour long. So if you don't like it, then you didn't waste that much of your time. But Host, H-O-S-T, from the year 2020. Solid movie. One of the scariest things that I've seen in a while. it gave me early, like, the first Paranormal Activity vibes. And there we go again, right? There's a two-camp thing for Paranormal. Either you hated Paranormal or it scared the shit out of you. And I was in the former. I was scared as fuck the first time I watched Paranormal. To the point where, and I've shared this story before many times on Hala Hala Show and in real life, my cousins, my two grown-ass men cousins, same age as me, we slept in the same room that night after watching Paranormal. I mean, I was okay sleeping after watching Host, but it was genuinely, I was actually one of the scarier movies I've seen in a while. I'm trying to think of like horror movies that I watched lately that I got really creeped out by. This has got to be up there. So solid film. The Guest or whatever was also pretty good. The one I talked about a few weeks ago. The Visit. I think it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I forgot. Solid movie as well. But those are the ones that kind of stand out over there. What else should I talk about? This week? Oh, the NBA. I'll talk a little bit about the NBA. So there's a lot of drama going on right now. Where is Kevin Durant going to go? Is Kyrie Irving, even though I think he opted back into his contract for the Brooklyn Nets, is he going to get traded? The NBA offseason is pretty crazy, man. I fucking hate Kevin Durant. You guys know this, right? I hate Kevin Durant. He's such a bitch. So hopefully he goes somewhere else and he fails. I'm petty like that, man. Later on tonight, Rika and I we have a meeting for Highlighter Show. We're going to meet with a potential new client. So hopefully that works out well. It's a client that you probably all have heard of and have at least once in your life used. I don't want to name drop it yet just in case we don't get it, but I feel like it's right up our alley, especially my alley before. Wink, wink. oh, pardon me. Anything else that I did this week before I had some VO gigs this week. That was pretty nice. Like some real good paying VO gigs, like well paying. Because I've been doing those cheapy VO gigs, and I know I shouldn't probably admit that on the podcast. But I'm sorry, man, to all any voiceover talents that listen to this who are like, no, why are you taking those cheap ones? Because those are the only ones I can get, friend. Seriously. I'm not a pro VO person, voiceover person, so it's hard for me to land big industry standardized paying jobs. It really is difficult. But I had a few this week. I had two this week, which were nice, that paid above average, and then I've been doing my regular VO work. So making money with my voice. So shall I delve into the meat of the podcast? I'm not even going to label it on the podcast title because I don't think they want me to complain about them because, anyway, so I've worked with a few clients this week, right? So it's up to you if any of the clients happen to be listening, it's up to you if you want to determine if this was you or not. In my professional career, friends and family, whoever listens, I've never been disrespected as a professional in my entire life, okay? So I was working with this client, you know, I signed a contract with them a few months ago. And then all of a sudden, after one like leg of work, they're like, hey, they kind of, in essence, they breach contract, right? They breach contract. They're like, yeah, let's go with a different host. So we're going to cut like half of your stuff, half of the work that we promised you. So me being a professional, right? I said, I understand, you know, it's not, I mean, if you have a different direction you want to go, fine, that's cool with me. And I will gladly still accept the remaining work that was on, you know, in this new amended contract, right? So you following along? So I'm like, okay, cool. And then, so when they got this new, you know, whatever replacement, apparently this guy didn't show up or didn't, you know, couldn't do it or maybe wasn't fit for the role apparently. So last minute, they called me up again a couple weeks ago, and they're like, hey, so we kind of screwed you over the first time, but are you free? So I was like, all right, because I'm a professional, right? And it's work. But at this point in time, I'm already approaching this project as like, this is work, right? I could get removed at any time because it's obvious that they don't honor their word. So I, every time that I went on a gig with them, I just kept it all business. I wasn't all friendly, like, hey, you know, blah, blah. So anyway, this past week, so, you know, it's not a specific day. Could have been Friday, could have been Saturday, could have been Sunday. Those are weekends for me. So whichever hosting it was on, because I had a hosting on each one of those days, you have to figure out who you are. After the hosting, right? So during the, let me go rewind a little bit. During that hosting, so, I was there. You know, I was really, you know, I was cordial to everybody. I was never rude. Here's the thing. Here's the kicker, friends and family. I was never rude. Okay? I want that to go on the record. I will go to my deathbed defending myself, saying I was not rude at all. Now, was I cordial? Was I, you know, hey, hi, nice to see you again. Admittedly, no, I was not. Why? Because it's about business now. Because the moment that they breached contract a few months ago, I said, this is business for me. Right? I think anyone can understand that. Anyone who's normal would not suck up to someone who screwed you over. But at the same time, I was not rude to them. That's the thing. I want that to be known. I was not rude at all. If they said hello to me, I acknowledged them. Did I go out of my way to, kiss the ground that they walk on? No. Why should I? You already screwed me over the first time. Super unprofessional, by the way. You called me up as your backup, when the person that you replaced me with, flamed out. And you want me to be happy, woo, hey, thank you, I love you. No, I'm not gonna do that. But I'm a professional. I came on time every time. I was always on time. All the demands that they asked for in terms of clothing and could I do this? Could I bring this? I accommodated to the best of my ability. I was never late. I was a professional. All right? That's the story. Okay? That's the story of what happened. So after that hosting, I did well on the hosting, I think. And not to toot my own horn, but I think I did really well. I think the audience enjoyed it. I had a good rapport with my co-host. And the production team, after the event, came up to me and said, great job. Like, ang galing mo. You did so good. So I'm thinking, thank you. I did my job. I did the job that I signed up for. Even if I wasn't meant to do the other jobs, I still did the best on the jobs that were remaining. Boom. Okay? Now, at this point, I'm sure the client knows who I'm talking about, but it could be any client. I want to be clear. I'm not saying any names. But if you feel guilty already, you should. Anyway, fast forward to the next few days later, I get a call from somebody who is not part of the client thing, but is the one that's kind of like the middle person behind it, right? So I'm not even going to name drop this person, right? Anonymity. Protect the people's egos and stuff. Client's egos, rather. Because I love the lady that I work with who contacted me. And she said, hey, JC, I don't know what happened, but client did not like your vibe during the hosting. So here I am thinking, why? Did I spit on them? Did I say, I don't like working with you? Was I rude to them? And here's the thing, I told you, what did I say? Very clearly, I was never rude. Right? Is it because I didn't go up to them with a smiling face? You know, either I fake it, right? I fake it and go, hey, thank you so... Because at that point, was I thankful that I had work? Yes, I was thankful that I had work. But I'm not thankful that I got screwed out of a contract that was promised initially. You know, for me, when you sign a contract, it's good as your word, right? They broke that. So at that point, it's business only. It's no longer family. It's no longer a friendship you're trying to foster. It's business. So if that was the key, if that was the vibe that they didn't like, that I didn't go up to them and mwah, 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 and that's me kissing the ground that they walk on, then I'm sorry, man. So the lady called me. It was like, hey, do you maybe want to write a letter, maybe explaining or apologizing? And I said, I didn't say fuck no, but I said, I'm not going to do that. That is, I have more self-respect for myself than that. You know, is the money on the table that I would lose, for not, you know, because I didn't suck up to them, it's not worth it for me. I don't have fuck you money, but I have enough money where I don't need this gig. And I have more self-respect for myself than that. I was so disrespected, guys. Literally. My whole career. I have never had an issue with clients where I, you know, I lacked, professionalism. And I felt like my work was attacked this past week. I felt disgusted at how they treated me. Not the lady who called me, I love her, okay? But the client. So, I mean, am I the asshole here? Am I wrong? I think, and I know I'm the one telling the story, so it might be, you know, bias or whatever, but I kid you not. I asked a few people who work, I'm not going to even name drop them. I asked a few people who I worked with on that day, and I said, hey, did you notice me being visibly or outwardly rude to the client? And they said, no, ang bait mga sa mga tao. No, you were actually very professional. You were there on time, and you kind of kept to yourself. So I will go to my deathbed. I will defend this till the day that I die. I did not do anything wrong. But they didn't like my vibe. The first time in my whole life I have been removed from a gig, not because I didn't do well, not because I was late, not because I forgot the lines, not because I screwed up the hosting. I did all of that correctly, but they didn't like my fucking vibe. Tell me I'm the asshole here. So anyway, I'm not going to tell you guys who it is, but I will never, never work with these people again. If somehow the next person they get flames out is like, oh my God, JC, can you please, I know they won't say sorry, but they're like, maybe you're free this week. I'll be like, nah, see ya. Terrible, man. Terrible. The worst nightmare client experience I've ever had. And I won't tell you who it is. So, cause someone told me to not talk about it. And I said, why? What do they have to be? If they really feel like they're in the right, listening to my story back and you still feel like you're in the right, shame on you. Shame on you. You are literally the worst client I've ever had. And I've had some pretty bad clients. Worst experience I've ever had with a client. So disrespectful. Egos through the roof. The ego that you must have, that you cut me, you, and I still did everything you asked for, and then you didn't like that I didn't suck up to you. The ego on you is so, I'm so, like, you can tell, right? I'm mad, but I won't lose sleep over it. I've been sleeping really well the last few days, but fuck that, man. And this just goes out to anyone out there. If you have a little bit of money where you don't need a client's money who has been fucking you over, give them the finger and move on. Because your peace is worth more than that amount. I'm telling you right now, you need to have enough self-respect to leave that money on the table and just give them a big fuck you. So client, if you're listening, you know who you are. I have all the proof about the breach of contract, and if you want to say I was rude, like outwardly rude, you'll never be able to prove that because I wasn't. There was cameras all over the place that day. No, you'll not be able to prove that ever. Because I am a fucking professional and you have no idea what the hell that means. Fuck you. All right. So that's, guys, I have never, like, I, you know, I've ranted one time about maybe another client, the one I told you about a wedding. I think I said it on Hala Hala Show where the lady said, read the room. At that point in my career, that was probably the most offensive thing that someone said to me as a professional until this weekend. So I am fuming, bro. I am fuming, but I'm fuming in a good way. Like, I'm glad that, because I needed to say this on the podcast. Because fuck, dude. I'm probably going to share on Hala Hala too. I don't give a fuck. As long as you don't, you know, as long as they don't name drop anyone, they're, you know, they have plausible deniability. But I just, if you listen and you are, you know who you are. If you listen to this, you know who you are, man. Fuck you. Shame on you. Roll away from me. Fucker. Ah, Jesus Christ, man. Can you imagine? Can you guys imagine, like, the treatment? Like, let me just put it in a perspective that maybe it's not hosting. Imagine you go to work, right? You get hired for a gig. You know, let's say you're, I don't know, you're a marketing officer, right? You're a marketing officer. Hey, guess what? We'll sign you for 6 months. Guaranteed. Then after the first month where you think you did a good job, you were professional through and through, they're like, hey, you know what? We're going to get someone else to do your job for the last 2 months. So we're cutting it to 4 months. And you're still like, and here's the thing, you have every right to complain, but you don't. You say, okay, you know, I'm still thankful for the 4 months. And you're like, all right. But during these 4 months, now you're a little bit more weary, right? You're tiptoeing around hoping, like, you know, any bad decision, they have every power to pull you and you have nothing you can do, right? So you're tiptoeing around, you're keeping your head down, you know? You see the boss pass by. What do? You do that head nod, like, hey. But do you go over there and you give them gifts? Do you bake him a cake? I wouldn't. Probably you wouldn't too. But after the second month, they're like, hey, you know what? You were on time every time. You've done all the work that we asked for, but we don't like your vibe. Yeah, we don't want you anymore. Right? That's it. That's exactly what happened to me. In a very layman's term, basic bitch analogy. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, friends. Ah, God. What a cathartic podcast this has been. What a cathartic, man. Okay, so let's move on. I've been eating healthy, guys. I've been eating healthy. I've been eating clean. I have been going to the gym. Like, I found my Fitbit, which I haven't used in 2 years. So I finally revitalized or recharged it. And I've been using it almost every day, trying to get my 10,000 steps in. And I've been getting it consistently. I told you about my stationary bike at home, right? So I've been biking on that every other day. I hit the gym last night. I hit the gym two days ago as well. So it's looking good. I weighed myself. I lost about, maybe 3 or 4 pounds in the last 2 weeks. So good steady weight loss as well coming so far. And I think because there's no more distractions, right? I have no more dead grandparents. I know it sounds a little dark, but my Lola died, right? A few weeks ago. And, you know, I was stress eating because of that. One of my friends died also a few weeks ago. I was stress eating because of that. And it's been a tough time losing weight. And I think now for the first time, I have clarity in terms of the near future. You know, I have work gigs lined up, and even though I lost a work gig due to that prior story, I feel like that even has cleared me up because, you know, the issue with them before, and here I am shitting on, but I'm not shitting on this part because this is just a part of life. They would have tentative dates for their work, and it's hard to plan around tentative dates, but I did it, and you know, even that I stuck with, you know, I put up with that as well. But so now that that's gone, thank the Lord, right? I'm not even religious, but I'm thanking the powers above for separating me from that awful, awful client. I'm now kind of have some mental clarity. So I think my health is going to be in check. I'm going to be flying. I shared this in this, Halala show, most recent one. I'm going to be flying to the States at the end of September. And, I'm going to be there for a month. Almost exactly a month. So September, like 25, I'm going to be gone and I'm coming back October 25. And a lot in store. I can't wait. I can't wait to do the podcast abroad. It's going to be my first time setting foot on U.S. soil in 7 years. Oh my. Oh me. Oh my. And I have a whole list of shit that I want to do. So I asked my cousin, I said, because it's been 7 years. So I wondered how inflation has really affected life there. So obviously the first thing is gas, because I'm probably going to borrow somebody's car there. And gas now is literally almost like 70% higher than it was. It's unbelievable. But it's the world around, right? But I was surprised to learn that the Subway footlong, $5 footlongs are now $10. Crazy. Mexican food is like $10 as well now, as opposed to maybe like $6 or $7. Ah, man. The only thing that hasn't really, that kind of has deflated inflation apparently are Costco, like Costco hot dogs and Costco pizza, which is the equivalent of SNR here in the Philippines, right? Or Landers. But everything else. So now I'm rethinking my budget. How much money should I, guys? I thought bringing it, cause I'm going to be with my mom. Yeah. I'm going to do that thing. Like, hey, Ma, are you hungry? You want to pay? But I was thinking maybe $1,000 US dollars. So 50,000. Well, now I guess 54,000 pesos. But, I think I might have to bring, like 100K, 108K now, $2,000, I think, just to, make it, not make, I mean, I know I can make it with probably even 500, but I wanna, you know, I wanna have fun. I wanna buy some shit. I wanna enjoy. I wanna maybe catch a movie there. I wanna maybe buy some clothes that I haven't, you know, I don't buy clothes, but it'd be cool to kind of go shopping there again in the outlets and stuff. Food definitely is gonna be the one that I really like. Mexican food. I'm gonna eat my weight in Mexican food because that is the food that I miss most in the world. Like in the Philippines, and I'm sorry to say, maybe tacos is the closest, but there is no burrito that I've ever met that has come close to the quality of the Mexican food in San Diego. Ever. We're as authentic as it can be. We're so close to Mexico. You'd have to go to Mexico for the most authentic, which I've never been to. But if you want anything in the U.S., San Diego is literally right next to the border. You can't beat it. You can't beat the Mexican food in the U.S. from San Diego. Impossible. So burritos, I cannot find anything. Carne asada fries, there's no such thing here. If there is, it's not as good. So, I am so excited for that. In-N-Out Burger? Oh, yeah! In-N-Out Burger! The best burger in the world, friends! I'm telling you, best burger in the world. What else did I have? I asked him, like, what's the price of the tacos? Like, fish tacos at Rubio's, because I love Rubio's, but I love fish tacos in general. I want to go to a Taco Tuesday, drink some margaritas with my friends and my cousins. I want to meet up with my friends, most of my friends from the movie theater who are my closest friends there. I can't wait to go see them. My basketball friends, probably going to try to, you know, hook up with them for a little bit, say what's up. It's going to be a good time, man. I'm really excited. Maybe that's the beauty. Like, you know, some people go to the U.S. every year or whatever. Maybe you need to, like, hold off for an extra year or two, just so that when you go back, it's just that much sweeter, right? I'm gonna drive on the freeway and there's gonna be no traffic. It's gonna be like, wow, look at 6 open lanes. It's like driving in Commonwealth, but with no traffic. That's what the freeways are like in the US. It's unbelievable the infrastructure they have there. Of course, they're a first world country and whatever, but if you've never driven in the US, it's quite an experience. It's freeing. It's unbelievable. And then when they say there's traffic there, you're gonna be like, what? Where? So even if you're in traffic in the States, it does not feel like traffic because you're so used to it here every day. You're like, oh, this is just 5 p.m. on a regular day. Oh, man. So I'm excited for that. I'll update you guys more on that in the future as well. But anyway, thank you for listening to my rant, friends. Please give me validation. Please tell me that you feel the same way, that you're angry on my behalf as well. I promise you guys, huh? I did not leave anything out. I promise you, on my mother's life, who I love dearly, the most loved person in the whole world to me, I was never rude to the client. And I was always professional with the workload. I did everything they asked for. Right? Tell me, just message me on the podcast Instagram, tell me, JC, fuck those guys. Fuck them. You don't need them. I don't. I really like the work too. Like, I enjoyed the work, but nah, not for me. All right. Enjoy your weekend, guys. I wish Rika and I luck on our, client meeting tonight. And, here's to another healthy week next week. Okay. Take care. And I'll catch you all. Say it with me later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.